Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Thanks very much for joining us here on the Daily Program.
It's my pleasure.
Now, looking at the way we do see quite a bit of alcohol advertising still attached to a great deal of sporting events, why is it that they are allowed to openly advertise during these events when they're very regimented, they're very regulated outside of that on other television programs?
Well, that is a very good question, and I think it goes to really the commercial interests of the alcohol brands, television, the advertising industry, and of course the broadcasters themselves. There's a lot of money involved in terms of the production of commercials, television advertising, as well as of course the beneficiaries of all of that, the brands themselves that are trying to sell product. I think that's the simplest explanation, and unfortunately over a period of time I think there's become this codependency relationship between the broadcasters and the advertising industry and the sports. And frankly, they're addicted to those alcohol dollars that are coming from the big beer brands in the main.
According to some of the research that we're seeing, what actual effect does it have on younger viewers?
Well, I think the first thing to say about that is that lots of young people see these advertisements, see this sponsorship and associate alcohol brands with the sports, despite what the alcohol industry might say. There's been lots of research to show how many millions of kids actually see this advertising, including those who are very young, and those who are kind of even getting to the kind of legal drinking age, as it were. The evidence from around the world, the collective body of evidence, is pretty clear that it does two things. It encourages young people to commence drinking earlier in their lives and to drink more heavily, binge drinking in particular. And they are two issues that the community has widespread concern about.
Looking at it, looking at the particular sports that we are talking about, are there particular sports that are worse than others when it comes to alcohol advertising here in Australia?
It's certainly the big team sports that are the most problematic, be they the football codes or cricket. They're certainly the issues. We would also be pretty concerned about motor car racing. The obvious link you can make between drink driving and promotion of alcohol brands on motor vehicles is a fairly obvious one. So that's be our main concern. It's those big team sports that are watched by tens of thousands of people every day.
That particular word you used before, I quite liked your way of putting it, codependency between the sporting outfits themselves and the alcohol advertisers. This relationship has grown in such a way that perhaps now they are very much intrinsically linked. We sort of saw a similar thing, a few decades back now, with cigarette advertising was very, very common within sporting events, and yet at some point, the regulations came through and they managed to break the hold of that one as well. They went cold turkey on cigarettes. So what would be the preferred outcome when it comes to alcohol? Do we need government regulation, or is it a case that, perhaps if enough upset comes from viewers, then the sporting events, these sporting bodies will actually break the hold themselves?
There are two key things that we've been seeking. One is the phasing out of alcohol sponsorship of major sports. Now, we appreciate there's obviously going to be an economic impact on those sports, so we have been lobbying government not only to take action to ban that and phase it out, but to establish an alcohol replacement fund, that's an advertising fund. That's what was done when we phased out the sponsorship of bought by tobacco companies, and I see no reason why we should do the same thing here. And the second thing is we'd like this loophole which allows alcohol brands to be advertised at any time of the day when sport is on our televisions, to go back to the kind of the standard arrangement that used to be in place, and that is no alcohol advertising before 8:30 p.m. in the evening. And that, so those are the two main policy proposals that we put to government and we want government to adopt.
Well, Michael, thank you very much. Do appreciate